Okay, so last time we met for the first time, we discussed Michush Baum, a person who's not feeling well, and halachas of taking medicine. So I figured we can continue Kaseder and Shulchan Aruch. We'll cover Shin Chavches, probably Sif Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. And that's part one. I guess I'll have to do two parts of Chol Sheish B'Sakana. So let's jump right into it. Just to review, Chol Sheish B'Sakana is any case where there's a possibility of pikuach nefesh. That's how we clarify it, classify it. And the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed will say also that also a woman who's recently given birth is also a Chol Sheish B'Sakana. What do we do for Chol Sheish B'Sakana? So the Shulchan Aruch says that you take care of the issue as soon as possible, even a Malacha D'Oraisa. There's a Machlokas, as we'll discuss later on, whether you should try to have a guy do it, Machlokas, whether you should try to do it with the Shinoi. But essentially, you take care of whatever needs to be done, even a D'Oraisa, for Chol Sheish B'Sakana. So the Yerushalmi in Yuma, in Paraches, says regarding someone who's a Chol Sheish B'Sakana, Tani, Hazariz Meshubach Bahanisham Meguna, Bashoel Hareza Shofech Tavim. A person who's very careful to go and take care of it as quickly as possible is praiseworthy, and a person who asks a shayla is disgusting. Sorry, the person who's asked is disgusting, and the person who has to ask, person sees, you know, someone's bleeding out on the ground, and you go to the rabbi and say, "No, Rabbi, what am I supposed to do?" So that person's a shofech damim. You're wasting time. You don't ask shaylas in such a situation. And this is a sign of the halacha by the Shulchan Aruch. In two places here as well, in the Rambam, the Chayyadim, and all poskim, when they begin the sugya of Chol Sheish B'Sakana, all say, they quote the Yerushalmi, that you shouldn't ask a shayla, you're a fool for asking a shayla, it's shofech damim, stay away from such things. However, the Aruch HaShulchan here does make the following qualification. He says that there's only an inyan of not asking a question if time is of the essence. However, even for a Chol Sheish B'Sakana, there are cases where there's what to discuss about the question. A person can still be in danger, but there's still reasonable discussion about does it have to be dealt with right now? Can we postpone this to later on? So again, the person who's familiar with the situation, certainly the physician can discuss and say, you know, do we need to be Mechal Shabbos? Do we not need to be Mechal Shabbos? So it's not an open and shut case. There are cases where you can discuss the issue as well. And in such a case, the Gemara agrees that asking a shayla is not being shofech damim. You are not a murderer if you feel that there is a place to ask a question, and all of the contemporary Sfarim note this as well, the Nishmas Avram, the Aruch HaShabbos, and the Shevet HaLevi. Now, the Abari Yerushalmi, so they note that Vahnishal Maguna, right, that it reflects badly on the rabbi if the rabbi, people have to ask such questions. It says something about the rabbi of the community if the people in the community, if the shul, don't know about these issues of Chilul Shabbos. And this is cited by the Poskim as well. The Aruch HaShulchan actually flips the Yerushalmi. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the person who asked the question is about a Chol Sheish B'Sakana is a Meguna, but the rabbi is the Shofech Damim. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Shvir Shabbos explain that it's a mitzvah to teach the Tzibur about being Mechal Shabbos, the Chol Sheish B'Sakana. And there's actually a Gemara in Shabbos Aflamet. The Gemara in Shabbos Aflamet tells the story that they asked Rav Tanchum a question about Chilul Shabbos for someone who is in danger. And then Rav Tanchum goes on to give like a whole agarata. The Gemara and the Shabbos is a whole long agarata. So the Gra and Mishle asks in Perek Tezvav, "Nu, Rabbi Tanchum, what's going on here?" They ask you a Shaila, and then he gives like a whole Hashkafashir and Musar and a whole Shikol Torah. So what's going on? So the Gra says that when the Tzibur asked such a question about a Chol on Shabbos, they were ignorant. So he gave a drush and Hashkafa. Because sometimes people don't like to come to the halacha shir. They want to hear a nice shmooze. They don't want to hear something halacha. So the next Shabbos, he gave a shmooze and hashkafa, so people would come. And then in the middle of the hashkafa shmooze, he stuck in a little bit about taking care of a chol on Shabbos, so people would know it. And that's an important thing as well. There's actually a story told in the Emes Yaakov. So in the Emes Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky recalls that he heard from Rav David Leibowitz, Rosh Shiva of Chavetz Chaim, who heard from his Rebbe, the Chavetz Chaim, that's why it's called Shiva Chavetz Chaim, that in the famous cholera epidemic with Rabbi Saul Salanter and Yom Kippur, where he got up in Vilna and made everybody eat, and he made Kiddush, and his whole question, do you have to make Kiddush? If you are a chol on Yom Kippur, whatever it may be. So he got up, and he made this psak. So the story is that after he made this psak, the base in the Vilna called him in front of them. Because we know in Vilna, there was no Rav, they had a Beis Din. Because since the Vilna Gaon, nobody could be Mamali Makom, so Vilna never had anybody take the position. So there was a Beis Din. So the Beis Din called Rav Yisrael in front of them and said, no, chutzpah. There's a Beis Din here. You get up in front of a shul and you care, but you tell people what to eat. There's protocol. Beis Din makes decisions. Who are you? So Yisrael got very upset. And he turned to them and said, if you make a statement, anything, if you censor me in any way about what I did, I'm going to ask a shaila about how they're masadar gittin in Vilna, and it might passel all of the gittin ever given in Vilna in the last 100 years, going forward. So don't say anything to me. And there was kind of this stalemate, this standstill, and they backed off, and he backed off, and that was it. So the Chafetz Chaim said, what was pshat? He said, because he didn't want to be mevaza them in public, that the Beis Din in Vilna didn't know that of course you'd ask a shaila. The person is sick on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, whatever it is, tell them what to do right away. You take care of it immediately. You don't ask a shaila. So that was his way of saying, you know, you guys were wrong for putting me in a bad situation, and we'll leave it over here, and everyone will go their different ways, and we'll make shalom. And that was his way of dealing with the problem. There is one, there's a shita, Elf Lecha Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluber, and the Mishnah Berurah both state that if one is Mechal Shabbos for the case of Yigalach Nefesh, there's no need for kapara. Meaning, even a doctor who has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, that's what they have to do, and they get calls all the time, and they're picking up the phone, and they're going in, they go before Hashem and Yom Kippur, and they say, Hashem, I need kapara for what I have to do. Says the Chafetz Chaim and Shlomo Kluger, nothing, not even al chait, nothing to talk about. You did what you have to do, you did the right thing, and that's it. You shouldn't feel any negativity at all for having to, you have to do to save a life. And the Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach writes in the Shulchan Shlomo, Bar Hadavar, Demilu Pikuach Nefesh Hainu Hach, K'mosh Ein Mitzdar Namil B'Shabbos Kal V'chomer Pikuach Nefesh. Does the Moel ever clap on Yom Kippur because he had to do a Mila on Shabbos? Of course not. It's a mitzvah, but Yom HaShmini. So too the doctor should never think twice about he did something wrong, kapara, tshuv, anything about being Mechal Shabbos for the case of Pikuach Nefesh. Okay. Now, is the patient, I'm sure this comes up every once in a while, is the patient allowed to be machmer? The person says, I'm fine, I don't want to go, it's Shabbos, don't call the ambulance, don't call the doctor, I don't need it, I don't need the surgery, everything is good, I want to be machmer. Is that...
I have this issue.
Okay.
Because dialysis is done 3 days a week. Sometimes mm-hmm. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Sometimes Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. So most of we try to get these patients on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And during the summer, it's actually not such a problem because even Friday afternoon they run late, they get home on time. But I've had patients cut their treatment short or skip treatments on Friday because they're saying, I'm not going to get home on time for Shabbos.
Mm-hmm. I hear. So says the Ramban to those patients. The Ramban writes in Sanhedrin, in the end of Paraches and the Milchamas. The Ramban says, "V'lo shamanu midas chasidus l'chol shel sakana." There is no inyan of midas chasidus for a chol who's in sakana. Shel yichalu alav es a Shabbos, not violate Shabbos. Ela hamizaris meshubach v'amonei atzma mechay benafsho. He says a person who's too frum in Shabbos versus Pikuach Nefesh is chay benafsho. He'll be held responsible for being too frum. And this is the shita of all poskim from the Ramban up until the Mishnah Berurah here in Shin Chafches, and the poskim note that you can even force the person to take medical need to remove the sakana. Preferably, you should speak to their hearts and, you know, talk to them about why it's important to go through this procedure to convince them to do the right thing as well. The Chud Shani, Renissen Karels, writes that you can have a friend or a family member be brought to the chola in a taxi on Shabbos to convince them to undergo the procedure, if necessary.
Well, halacha, can you force them?
That's a halacha, you can. Legally, can you?
Legally,
you can.
Okay, well then.
I'm saying, theoretically.
The halacha, you can, but you can do whatever means necessary to get them to do it. You can, if you know that this person's only going to listen to their son, is only listen to their daughter, if the two owners take care of what needs to be taken care of, you can have a guy pick up the phone and tell them to come in the taxi right now to come to the hospital and talk to the person. Whatever needs to be done, obviously through a shinoi, whatever, a guy, whatever it is, to get some taspel in order to take care of that procedure as well. There happens to be a, since we're talking about this, there is a startling story in the biography of the Chavetz Chaim. The standard biography of the Chavetz Chaim is Rav Yasher's biography, which is the Arskol translation. Arskol didn't translate everything in the three volumes. With this one, they did. I don't know why. But during World War I, the Chavetz Chaim and his community were traveling, and there was they were on a train, and Shabbos was coming, and the Chavetz Chaim got off the train in the middle of a field in order to not be on the train on Shabbos. And it was the middle of war. There were enemy soldiers everywhere. And the Chavetz Chaim got off the train, and they begged him, please don't get off. It's because it's still Shabbos. And the Chavetz Chaim said that, the Chavetz Chaim said to them that, I don't want to be mezalzel in Shabbos because I don't want people to learn from me, and you know, I have to be very careful, and therefore, even though I'm putting myself in danger, you guys should go on, but I'm not going to do it. It's a very strange story. I don't know what to do with it, but that's what the Chavetz Chaim did, even though he writes in the Mishnah Berurah not to do that. The Chavetz Chaim did it himself. So, okay, tzarechim, honest, no, kasha is on the mice, you know? Okay, since we're talking about Shabbos, we might as well discuss Yom Kippur. So, can a person be machmir on themselves in Yom Kippur by a chosh yesh sakana? He may not. So the Isser v'Hetzer and the Radvaz and the Chelek Gimel says Ein Zumidas Chasidus, the Eliyahu Rabba, the Matzeh Ephraim, which is the classic work of Hilchos of Yom Norayim, the Divrei Malkiel, the Mishnah Berurah, all say they may not be machmir on Yom Kippur. And they all note it's comparable to suicide. They all say it's Mischai Benafsho, it's Kilu suicide to do such a thing. And I actually brought for you, in case you ever need to show this to an exceptionally firm patient, there's a letter of the Shem Mishmuel. The last volume of the Shem Mishmuel in the Moedim, there's a letter from the Shem Mishmuel to his father-in-law. His father-in-law didn't want to fast. So he wrote this to his father-in-law. Hinani lahazircha me'od leval titzdakar be'bedavar atzom. Don't be so firm regarding fasting. K'fi asher yomar lecha harofe kein tishmor lasos. The doctor told you have to do it. V'im yomru sha'at tzarech lechol chalil lechol hachmer. He told you have to eat. Chalil to be machmer. Ki mi she'tziva letzo b'yom ha'kipurim, hu tziva l'shma l'rof v'shul l'tzom. If you were told to eat on Yom Kippur, you have to listen to the doctor. U'batach zachar tizkor ma she'kvar shamat mimeni harbe pamim, she'ikra yehadus liyos ha'adam batal adas ha'torah v'chachamim afil shom l'cha al smol shemen. The major part of Torah is to listen to the chachamim and the experts. That's the most important thing. You shouldn't be upset if you haven't fasted Yom Kippur. The Chacham of the Torah told you not to fast. That is more valuable than the fast itself. So, says the Shem Yeshua. However, it should be noted, there's always an outlier opinion. Rosh Shlomo Kluger writes in Avoch HaShlomo, in Or HaChaim Shin and Aleph, that if it's a chashash suffix sakana, a person can be machmir, it's not fast. Now he doesn't say sakana machmir. Chashash suffix. So they have to. The Alef Lachashama wasn't written by Rosh Hashanah Kluger. Mm-hmm. It was written by either a son or a Talmidim who took all these shuvah. Rosh Hashanah Kluger writes incredible length. He writes very, very long shuvahs. So they took a number of shuvahs and they condensed them. So you have to. It's hard to figure out exactly what the lashon is, but. And there's any amount. Usually, you would not even say that. Even we would say chashash suffix sakana, person should still eat Yom Kippur. But Rosh Hashanah Kluger seems to say in that case you could be machmir if you wanted to. We say the same by matzah and maror, a person shouldn't be machmir or makom sakana. The only area we find in halacha where we do find an area to be machmir by suffix sakana is machalas asuros. We find in a number of the posts, in a number of the different svarim, that there is something to be machmir for machalas asuros. Whether it's in Kabbalah, Timtum Halev, it hurts the heart, whatever is in Ruchdias, there is something like that. Now, I'm not ascribing that for anybody. The patients, you sell the patients. I don't know. I don't even know, does it even come up nowadays? This is like a question from 100 years ago. No? Right. What machalas asuros does a patient have to eat nowadays? It would be unlikely ever. But
I don't know. Porcine health?
That's not eating.
Yeah.
That's not
from a pig. So, I don't know. Whatever. There is such an Indian, but...
I mean, some medicines...
But it's a pill. It's not... Right. It's not la derech achila. Anyway, so...
So
IV stuff also, yeah.
Heparin.
So, Doesn't come up that often at the end of the day. Okay.
And what, from the physician's perspective also, we get these questions about fasting.
Yeah,
all the time. And Tussman not fast.
It's hard. It's hard.
You know, the seventh day of the antibiotic regimen, it won't make a difference if they miss, you know, that dose. Or,
yeah.
You know. And they're on the chronic medicines, they can probably, you know, get away with
them. So most medicines also...
The fast, might have the fast.
Most medicines also, there's a way to take them. That, you know, I take a mouthwash, whatever you do, things like that.
Yeah.
I take them.
For sure. You're like a brittle diabetic, I've said, you know, maybe you should eat. We're barely getting you under control.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go fast and throw everything off.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I guess this year was easier with the new class.
Yeah. Hopefully the last one.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Rafu Yadua versus Rafu Shalo Yadua? Sometimes you know things work medically, and then there are things that people do. There are things that people do because they think it works. So the Magen Avraham says in Shin Chav Ches Aleph, that in order to Mechal Shabbos, it must be a Rafu Yadua. It has to be a medically sound process or through a medical expert. And this is what the Chayada, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Mishabura say as well. The Mishabura and the Maral Diskin both argue that the Magen Avraham is only dealing with an Isra D'Oraisa. But even for a Rafu Sheini Yadua, it's some either alternative medicine, something like that. And for that, we allow, you can use a derabanan. I don't know what that situation is for an alternative medicine that's going to be a derabanan, a shinoi, a guy, whatever it may be. So they say that would be permissible. Okay. And then Rav Nissen Karels writes in the Chodshani Chelek Dalad that if it is a refu yadua, but there's a suffix if it will work, we're still mechal Shabbos. Yeah, 50-50, this procedure will work. Still, you do it anyway. And then the Orach HaShabbos writes in Perachaf, and the Shmir Shabbos says as well, that you can certainly do Mechal Shabbos for an experimental treatment. For sure. For an experimental treatment, experimental procedure, we don't know if it works, we've heard studies that it works, perhaps I've worked before, as well you can do Mechal Shabbos.
What about diagnostic testing, which is not the refu itself?
We're going to discuss, we'll discuss in a moment, things that surround the refu itself. We'll get to those things as well. Okay, well, let's just go through a couple of gedarim of where it comes up or things where it may or may not apply. Rav Moshe says, if there's a chashash that there'll be a sakana tomorrow, but we don't know if we'll be able to help the person tomorrow if we don't do the malacha today. I don't know what's going to be tomorrow, but if I don't do it today, I'm not sure what's going to be tomorrow. By waiting until after Shabbos to treat him, you may create a greater risk of not being able to save him. Rav Moshe is not actually dealing with the practical case. He's actually just explaining a comment of the Netziv. The Netziv has a comment in Parshas Korach where he discusses this case, and Rav Moshe is just saying, well, I saw the Netziv said this, so I want to write a Shtickle Torah. It's not a Lamaisa case. He's just doing Parshanut for the Netziv. So he's discussing that case as well. What if Yom Tov falls on Friday? You'll need the Malacha Pikoach Nafach either on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Which day is preferable? Better be Mechal Yom Tov or better be Mechal Shabbos? So that's a machlokas. The Netziv says in the Amek Davar and Parshas Korach that it's preferable to be Mechal Yom Tov since it's not as Chomer as Shabbos. And this is what Shlomo Zalman says as well. The Toras HaYoledes uses this to discuss the case of someone who can eat Pachos Mikashir over the entirety of Yom Kippur. You tell the person either eat less than a shear over Yom Kippur and get through the fast without eating a shear, or you can try to fast, but if you need, it gets difficult, you're going to have to eat a full shear. What's better? That's the shaila. Mm-hmm. So he argues that it's preferable to eat pachos mikashir from the beginning than to be forced to eat a full shear later on. Better to do that. So Rav Moshe says that if there's no sakana at that moment on Yom Tov, then you should not be mechal Yom Tov. And instead you should wait for the time there'll be sakana mechal Shabbos. So Rav Moshe's shita is, you wait for the sakana to come. Don't do something now, shema, there might be a sakana tomorrow. If everything is fine now, maybe there'll be a sakana tomorrow, then you wait for the sakana to come up. And you don't do anything now if there's nothing imminent in front of us at this moment. Is it better for the chol himself to do mechal Shabbos or for the physician to do it? Also, I'm not sure what the case would come up as. He's not putting in his own IVs.
I don't know, maybe push the medicine.
Push, pushing the medicine is not the once the needle's in, so that we've already done on a shiloh. But is it better for the cholitz?
I'm just going to do that.
Who can do that? I'm the one who can put another one IV. It's not anybody who's not a habitual user.
So the
you can do it to yourself.
Let's not find out right now.
I haven't tried.
So what do we do? Is it better for the cholzun himself or better for the doctor to do it, the nurse? So the Riaz writes in the Shulta Giborim.
Well, what are you talking about? Feeding him, or I mean, surgery? Better for the doctor to do?
There could, I guess the question could be going to the hospital, meaning the cholzun could drive himself, or I can drive myself to the hospital, I'll make it, or should I call somebody else to do it?
Or check a finger stick. Is a diuretic, right? Taking blood?
Yeah. Sure.
Can he touch, if there's a way to touch the x-ray button while on the floor?
I hear.
Instead of me doing it, is it?
Oh, yeah, I hear. So the Riaz says that mutav yavor hachol al atzmo velo yavor achar b'shvilo. Better he should do it himself instead of somebody else. This is lahalacha, Ramosha Perlmutter writes in the Avon Shoam and in Shuvah to Chaim Berlin. But they are alone in that shita. And the Das Torah, the Brijana Rav, says there's no difference whether the Cholo or somebody else is Mechal Shabbos, Pekach Nefesh. The Archas Shulchan, Reb Chaim Berlin, is Haskama to the Avon Shoam, Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and the Shemir Shabbos, the Tzitz Leyezer, the Or Yitzchak, all says this as well. And therefore, he says that, or Rav Abadi says, therefore, if the woman in later could drive herself with an issue, without any issue, you can sell somebody else. You don't have to tell the wife, you know, well, you're, it's not me, it's you. So you take the wheel. No, you can take the wheel as well. And the Torah commands every person to be koach nefesh, regardless of whether you're suffering or not. The din of be koach nefesh is not just on the individual. The din of be koach nefesh is whoever can take care of the be koach nefesh, regardless. And this is also an important case where the cholo doesn't know that he's in sakana as well. The cholo doesn't know he's in sakana, but you do. You tell the person, you know, get in the car, we got to go right now. Or the doctor knows that the person is in sakana, But the patient doesn't. The doctor has to do whatever he needs to do. He doesn't have to tell the, I just want to let you know, you can put on your gartel and go to the mikveh, hinam luchon zon l'kayim mitzvos aseh, shmartanos nashar seichem, you know. The doctor can take care of it without the chola knowing exactly what's going on. Another case, the Ein Hadas records, this is just more of a just an interesting point. The Chazon Ish was asked about cases during the Holocaust when individual family members had the chance to escape, but many people felt they should stay with their family. So was that a mistake? Meaning, pikuach nefesh, something pikuach nefesh, if I stay, they're going to come and get me, but I don't want to abandon my family. So is that wrong? It's pikuach nefesh. What's the person staying with his family for? So they asked the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish responded is at the Taich in the Gemara in Bava Metzia about the canister of water. So the Gemara says, right, if there's only one bottle of water for two people in the desert, so what does Ben Petura say? Split it, and they'll both die, right? So the Chazon Ish explained that this is a case when one drinks, it'll be cruel for the person who's not drinking, right? Ben Petura says, why should be, Reuven will drink, it'll be cruel in front of Shimon at the end of the day. So the Chazon Ish said, a person cannot be cruel even if it comes to Atzalos Nefashos. That's the Deshita of Ben Petura. You can't be cruel in saving your life. Therefore, it's better that both die than one person should be cruel. However, Rabbi Akiva says that one of them should drink and live because Chayecha Kodman. And that's the Ratzon HaTorah. And if it's the Ratzon HaTorah, it's not cruel, says the Rabbi Akiva. The Torah told you to take care of your life. So if the Torah told you to take care of your life, then it's not cruel. That's what Hashem wants you to do. So in this case, during the Holocaust, one could argue that for a person to leave his family during this crisis could be cruel. That's what the Chazon Ish said. And therefore, in the situation, perhaps being cruel, then you can be machmir for Ben Petura and not save your life. That's how the Chazon Ish explains it as well. Rav Yashiv is quoted as allowing a doctor or nurse to take a temperature, even though someone else will write it down. If the nurse thinks it's pikuach nefesh, then let her think it's pikuach nefesh. It's not a problem. The doctor is following this procedure. The doctor says, I want to know, this procedure is to take a temperature. The nurse doesn't know, whatever. There's a procedure that the person doing it doesn't know it's pikuach nefesh. If they think it's pikuach nefesh, then you don't have to stop them. If they think they're doing something that's pikuach nefesh in that situation. That's what we should say.
Also, that makes me think, actually, that's a good question. You know, they have routine vitals every, you know, 6 hours
yeah.
for every shift. Sometimes it turns out you needed to know that information. You don't sometimes don't know that till later.
Yeah.
So would that be enough of a heter to say, if everybody just go ahead and take vitals, record vitals, because we're going to figure out, after we take it, an hour from now, we're going to see blood pressure went down here. Mm. The next time we check that, it went down further, and then we know something's going on.
If you don't take vitals, then...
And how are you going to know if somebody has got a fever or anything else?
What's the issue of getting involved in that?
I'm saying, like, recording it.
Yeah, but who's recording? Oh, we're having a from nurse or somebody on Shabbos?
Right, I'm saying theoretically. Let's say you're the one recording.
Didn't you talk about when you came back from Israel, you gave a shiur on just that thing about how far removed do you have to be from the sakana?
Was that by Berachas Hagomel?
When you came back from you were in Shari Tzedek and
yeah. I don't remember. I don't remember what I spoke about. It was a long time ago. Okay, I hope it was good.
You said how far removed do you have to be from the sakana?
The sakana.
And you even mentioned taking vital signs and writing it down. And
correct, yeah. But generally we do because we don't know when, what it's... You have to assume that's going to be important at some point. Like this, in some reasons. Okay. Okay. This is just... In Shin Chav Ches, in Sif Gimel, we'll move on to Sif Gimel. Mm-hmm. Now, Shin Chav Ches Gimel is really talking about internal issues of teeth. Now, since I'm here as a dentist, we won't discuss dentists on Shabbos, but we'll save that perhaps another time. So, but really there is a Bach. We really care about the Bach. The Bach discusses the case of Tzavdina. Tzavdina is a type of disease that the eyes of Chazal was a sakana. But nowadays, it's not. So the question being, if something was a sakana in the days of Chazal, but nowadays, every doctor will tell you it's not. Are you still Michal Shabbos? And the Gemara says it was, but now it's not.
That's a good question, because there's certain things that the Rambam says is sakana, but today it seems like it's not.
So it would seem pashtus that it's not. So the Bach says we ignore the doctors and we're Michal Shabbos, because Chazal were Kaveh. That's the sheet of the Bach and the Prima Gadim. And he goes further and says that the doctors are saying Sheker, I apologize, since the Gemara told us what's a sakana, and we don't say Nishtan Hazman, he says the doctors are wrong, they don't know what they're talking about. And this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah, but the Mishnah Berurah does write in Kufay and Gimel that we're not makban on issues of meat and fish anymore, because Nishtan HaTzvayim. So to start on the Mishnah Berurah, why buy meat and fish? He's lenient, because Nishtan HaTzvayim, when it comes to Choli on Shabbos, he cites the Prima Gadim. So, whatever it may be, whatever it is, this is not just 200 years ago. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Ches and the Chelek Yotes, based on Shuvah of Rav Kook and the Das Kohen in Siman Kuf Mem, regarding Mitzitza, says that we cannot clarify the matter through testing. Even if you test against the Gemara's assumptions, you still can't be makel against the Gemara. And he says, V'chol ma shekavu chazal bazer, while pisod Hashem l'reyav, it's in their knowledge, and this is the Shita of the Orcho Shabbos as well. So you have many, many poskim, contemporary poskim, who speak with doctors, who know what's going on, say that if Chazal said it's sakana, then you have to be Michal Shabbos for it. However, the Tehillah of David notes that the Mechaber doesn't discuss the case of Tzavdina. The Mechaber leaves it out. It doesn't discuss this issue. So he says the raya that the Mechaber doesn't bring something that was a chol in the time of Chazal and wasn't in his day shows that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't care anymore. That's the greatest raya. And it's not a sakana. And therefore, if the medical field says that something is a sakana, then it is. And if it's not, then it's not. Rav Ozner says the same thing in Chelek Ches, Shmir Shabbos. Rav Nissen Karel says that the doctors are koveya what's a sakana. So if your patient comes and says, but I remember I did the daf, and in the daf in Gittin it said that this is a sakana, and therefore I called the ambulance. So that's wrong. He's wrong. The doctors call it a sakana.
I think it was the Rambam who said that any chela einayim is automatically considered.
You mean what the
sakana? Any problem with the eyes?
We'll discuss what it comes at. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah discusses wounds on the back of the hands and feet. The Gemara thinks that any wound on the back of the hands and the back of the foot is you're going to bleed out. That is, I assume, not true. So the question is, if somebody is on Shabbos and they're in the kitchen and they cut the back of the hand, so the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Chol Shir Shel Sakana, I got to call the ambulance. So no, we wouldn't do that nowadays. We wouldn't do such things. Okay. The Gemara also discusses tetanus. The Gemara says any cut from a metal, you have to do the Chal Shabbos for.
Interesting.
But we wouldn't do it. If a person has a tetanus shot, we would not do that. If the person didn't have a tetanus shot, then maybe we would tell them to get to the doctor right away. But if a person did have a tetanus shot, we would not tell them to be Mechal Shabbos. Okay. Now let's get to discuss the other things that are outside of the Rifu itself. There's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether we can do anything for the Chola that's helpful for the Chola, or only thing that removes the Sakana. So the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam, according to the Magen Avraham, says that you can do whatever is normally done for the Chola to improve the situation. And the Magen Mishnah says the same thing. In Hilchos Shabbos, Parag Beis, the Tashbates, the Meiri all agree. Rashi in Shabbos and Kuchav Tes says you can only give it a Rafua Zu to the Chola Masukah. Only the Rafua that needs in order to remove the Sakana. But anything else, says Rashi, is not done. And this is found in the Rakanti and the Bir Halacha, who wants to argue that this is the sheet of Men Rishonim as well. So how do we paskin? There's only one sheet I know of who says that you only administer the Rafua for the Sakana itself, and that is the Machane Ephraim. The Machane Ephraim and the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Beis, says that the classic case of the Gemara for doing something for a Chola is extinguishing the light. Right? The Gemara says, if the Chola says turn off the light, you should extinguish the light. So that's understood to be Pikuach Mamish. Pikuach Nefesh Mamish. And therefore, he finds no indication in Chazal that you can do other Malachos not related to Pikuach Nefesh itself. Now, Rav Avjin the Chavadas rejects this because the person says, the Gemara says, that even if the person is blind and he says turn off the light, you turn off the light. What does turning off the light for a blind person do? So Rav Avjin says, we see that anything that's Yishev Adas, if the blind person wants to know the light is off and he's in a situation Chol Shemesh Sakana, then turn the light off. That's going to give him Yishev Adas, and that's what you do. Lamaitz of the Shulchan Aruch is lenient and says, Osim L'Kol Sheregilim La'asos B'L'Chol, you do everything that you would normally do for the Chol during the week, and this is the consensus of all the poskim. The Tosefes Yom Kippur on Yuma says that if the normal procedure is to wash the Chol Shesh Sakana during the week, then you wash the Chol on Shabbos. You give him a bath, hot water, whatever needs to be done. And this is a famous Shekel Torah of Rav Chaim. The Brisker Rav quotes this in Shvisas Asar. He has a famous Shekel Torah from Rav Chaim as well, holding like this, eating on Yom Kippur of Chol Shesh Sakana, Rav Avji Yosef and Yabiya Omer and Yechav Adas, Ve'in Lahachmer B'Zeh Klal. And that's the Halach Lamaisa. Now, we have to clarify exactly what that means. Everything. A Chola says he wants ice cream. And Chol Shesh Sakana, the guy's in the middle of cardiac arrest. So I can really go for an ice cream. So does that mean you run out to the ice cream store and get an ice cream? So we have to clarify a little bit what that means. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat Min Yadalim that we should only be lenient in these cases for Isuri Derabanan and be Machmer Dasa Doraisa. You only do Isuri Derabanan, things that are not related to the Sakana itself. And this is the understanding of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ketos HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShabbos. And therefore, if one wants to do Malacha D'Oraisa, not only the Sakana needs to be with a Shinoi or a Guy. That's the sheet of the Chafetz Chaim. The Shmira Shabbos and the Nishmas Avraham look at it a bit differently, and they state that when it comes to things that are not Pikuach Nefesh Mamish, we treat the Chola as a Chol Shem Bo Sakana. Getting that ice cream for the guy having a heart attack, he's a Chol Shem Bo Sakana. Fine, you want an ice cream? So we'll send a guy to go do it. That's okay, because he's a Chol Shem Sakana in that case. And therefore you can be leaning with a guy or a Yisrael doing this to Rabban with a Shinoi. The Shara Tzion, as explained by the Ketzos HaShulchan, says Tzorach Harbe. You have to really need it. And the Shmir Shabbos says the same thing. And the Ber Halacha and the Shmir Shabbos and the Ochel Shabbos learn that if a Malacha would give physical strength to the Chola, you can do the Malacha on Shabbos. The Jew can do the Malacha. If that's going to give him chizik, I don't mean like emotional chizik, it's going to make him stronger, sustain him better, then you can do that on Shabbos as well. Rosh Shlomo Zalman in the Shmir Shabbos says you can give morphine shot on Shabbos, even though it's not medically helping the person get better, because severe pain can be a sakana. So the halach would come out that you can do anything to alleviate severe pain for a Chol Shesh Sakana, even though the pain is independent of why his life is in danger. But anything to relieve severe pain can be done for the Chola. And therefore, in these moments of severe pain, he's a chol shirish sakana, and we view that as safik hatzala shalchay shah. The Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Vav has a fascinating shuv about a woman who was in severe pain, but they didn't know what was causing her pain. She was in pain terribly, and the doctors could not figure out what the pain was, and they had no refuah. They had nothing to do for her. There was no procedure, there was no surgery, there was nothing to do. So Rav Uzner said they could be Michal Shabbos and call a doctor to administer pain medication. Whatever it is, we have severe pain, and we have no answer for the severe pain, and even though we're not going to solve the problem of that severe pain, taking care of it is allowed on Shabbos. Without question. This is the Shita of Nissen Karelis as well. Now, I don't get too much into the Lumdus, but why are we lenient for what they call Tov V'Yafalo? This is the category of Tov V'Yafalo. It's good for them. Why are we lenient? So the Abin Ezer says it's Pikuach Nefesh is Hotra, and therefore everything becomes Mutzer. The Tashbit says it's Lisuve Daita, the emotional well-being is important as well. The Meiri says it's part of the Rafua to bring it to its completion. All different answers are given as well. What if the Chola Shesh Sakana has a Michush Ba'alma? The Chola is in serious condition, but they have a cold. So are we Michal Shabbos for the cold? That is tangential. So the Orach HaShabbos writes that you can take care of it. He says, the Chol Shabbos HaSakana can't sleep. Person's in dangerous situation, but they can't sleep at night. Even a Doraisa. You can take any medication, ancillary, Michush Ba'alma as well. That would be fine. Other cases include just some Mishalas that come up. The Kinyan Torah Bahalacha says that in our generation, it's normal that the husband or another person escorts the woman who even thinks she's in labor to the hospital. He's dead. It's him going. Let's be honest. We've all had to do this. I'm saying the husband getting in the car is not going to make a bit of difference at the end of the day for a situation. But he says, therefore, because it's normal, it's the normal part of the procedure, the husband gets in the car in the taxi. The husband gets in the car in the taxi, without a question, for sure. The tshuva Shraga Meir. This is a difficult tshuva. He was asked about a little girl who needed to go for dialysis twice a week. And can she travel on Shabbos with her father to the hospital with a non-Jewish driver? Or does she have to stay in the hospital over Shabbos? But it'll take away her oneg Shabbos. It'll be a shver Shabbos. What's better? So he's machmer. He says that better to stay in the hospital over Shabbos. You can't travel on Shabbos, even with a guy's driver, because he didn't feel that was sufficient enough to be Michal Shabbos.
From a practical sense, if that's going to be every Shabbos, I mean, it's almost like there's not going to be
a Shabbos.
Never going to be a Shabbos.
Correct. Yeah. Here. I guess in that case, you have to. I feel he's a bit machmer in that situation. I feel we could be more lenient, but
If you just talk about Suda Shabbos or Anik Shabbos, I would assume he would, or I'd be surprised if he wouldn't let, let's say, Shus tell a guy to.
I think we would. Generally we would. For a case of Anik Shabbos, she's a little girl. She's going to be depressed all Shabbos. She's in the hospital and she's now with her family. I think we could be. I think there's room to be lenient in that situation. The Nishma Shabbos, Rav Harfenis discusses moving the position of the bed up and down. Rachel Shirisha Sakana. He says, yeah. He says that if the Chola needs it, and he can't sleep, and there's no one else around, a Jew can do it. Ideally, with a Shinui, and ideally if you can get a guy to do it, that would be the best. But there's nobody else around, so a Jew can do it with a Shinui and press the button for the Chola Shirisha Sakana, who's uncomfortable in the bed.
That could be a case of where is it better for himself to do it then?
I hear. Good. Kind of... That would be a good nachmina. I guess there. Sveik sveika. Suffolk whether he can do it and suffolk to himself. Good. He should press the button himself. Okay. Good example. Okay. Then last. What?
I said you gave it.
There you go. The last category in this section is can a surgeon sew more stitches for Chosh Rishu Sakana for cosmetic reasons? He's done. He's tight. No blood's coming out, all of his guts are staying inside. Can he sew extra stitches so it looks prettier afterwards?
We have before.
Why?
So you can can do everything, or you can only do what you can do.
Yes. Ah, here. So the from Nissan Karel it says it's usher. That's it. You have to sew up until the point, but no more. And Rishon Zalman in the Shulchan Shlomo says you can have a guy finish off the sishes. You do up until a point, and then call in a colleague to do the rest. And he says that the doctor is chayv to save the patient. That's also your job, to save the patient from embarrassment and having to live with a situation that would make him physically uncomfortable. But we're dealing with a d'oraisa, so a guy should do it. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. It's your responsibility to make sure your patient is going to be happy at the end of the day, but, you know, yeah, have a guy do it.
I've heard of a variation of a child with disfiguring scars,
mm-hmm.
like on the face, and younger people who can, you know, down the line cause problems to them.
Yeah.
And they said that I'd heard them was also to do it through a guy.
Okay, yeah. Probably the best way to do it. Okay, the last thing just for tonight we'll discuss is waiting until after Shabbos to do B'Michal Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Chav Ches Dalad, Aval kashi yodim makirim ba'oso choli shememazin vein sarachil. If you know that if you wait, you can wait, you don't have to B'Michal Shabbos, asur l'cha alav alfa pi shehi makir shachal. It's asur B'Michal Shabbos. If you can wait. This is the Shita of the Chayadim, the Rashash, and Yuma, the Orcho Shabbos, and all their poskim. The Chuvas HaRashba says, end of Shabbos mamish. If you keep Shabbos till this time, then that's it. You have to keep it to that time if you can wait. Obviously, if you can't wait, then there's nothing to discuss. But it's no saying that, well, you know, today this is really a half hour, and I keep Shabbos for being a time. No, end of Shabbos means end of Shabbos at the end of the day, and this is cited by the poskim as well. They had a question. Rav Meir Tzvi Whitmire, who's a Rav in Sambor, so he has a Shaila in his Chuvas Remetz. His name was Rav Meir Tzvi. So he was asked about a Chol Shir Sakana, where the doctor said that the Chol didn't have to eat for a few hours after the Chol took the medicine. So he said, you cannot be Machal Shabbos and cook now for the meal for the Chol. He's going to eat later on. When he needs to eat, then you'll cook. When he needs it, you'll take care of it. No reason to file Shabbos if you can wait till after Shabbos. And this is the Shita of Moshe. Moshe writes in Orach Chaim Chel Gimel, "Umemela asur l'chal Shabbos b'tchila hayom shadayin leka hasakana." Don't be b'chal Shabbos in the beginning of the day if you don't need to. If you can do it later on, then do it later on. However, if you don't do something now, then there'll be a sakana. You have to perform the treatment now. Rishon Zalman L'Shocha Shlomo says that if we're dealing with a dangerous acute disease that needs surgery, then you have to do the surgery on Shabbos if that's the earliest available time. He says, even if during the regular week, let's say during the regular week, there's a backup in surgery. And for a backup in surgery, maybe we wait a day, a few hours, whatever it is. There are people in surgery, and it's a sakana, but if there was people in the waiting room that were worse, then we would wait if we needed to at this point. We wouldn't shove anybody out of the order. So Shlomo Zalman says, still you do it on Shabbos. Because right now, if the room would be clear, you would give him surgery. You would take care of it. So even if you could have waited, if the surgical room was full, you still do it now, because that's when he needs it at this moment in time. And the case where the Shulchan Aruch says, not to be Michal Shabbos, is not talking about an acute illness. And the example he gives is a less aggressive form of cancer. Person has cancer. If it needed to be operated on in the next couple of days, so then you would do it that Shabbos. That's now. But if it's a cancer that, you know, we would have waited multiple days, a week, whatever it is, whatever the situation is, then you wouldn't do that on Shabbos. But if it's something that time is somewhat of the essence, so you bring the person to surgery, you take care of it at that moment in time. Okay.
Good. I was told once that the Shabbos afternoon you get a call or a message, and if it was Wednesday afternoon, you wait till you got home. On Shabbos afternoon, you could also wait till you got home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good.